The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage followed by opening tip-off are coming up after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato oles, and a small drink? And that's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato oles, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in-restaurant or online, only at Taco John's.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Back, we welcome you to Leavenworth, Kansas, where we're going to have high school hoops here tonight on Care Radio, the renewal of a longtime, old-time rivalry, as the Leavenworth Pioneers are playing host to the Atchison Phoenix. Hello again, everybody. We got Joseph in the studio. Joseph's always there taking care of us, producing and engineering and doing all of that complicated stuff. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Couch with the here courtside, and the public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters as the playing of the national anthem was accompanied by the presentation of colors by the Leavenworth High School ROTC group. Did a fantastic job with that. So, well done. All right, that all said, PA guy, he's over there introducing the starters. Let me do it for you. For the Lady Pioneers, center head coach Bill Sloan. They're going to be starting Nala Walker, 5'6" junior. A freshman, 5'4", Kiki Tolbert. It'll be Maya Hewitt. She's a 5'10" sophomore. Echo Garrison, a 5'5" junior. And you're going to have Layla Brown. It's up between Layla Brown, Emerson Allen, a couple of sophomores at 5'5 and 5'7. For the ladies, from Atchison, the Phoenix, under head coach Nick Rebant, they're going to be starting Ayala Downing. She's a freshman, 5'7. Kayla Downing is a senior at 5'10". At 5'5", it's sophomore Carly Clem, another sophomore at 5'5". Soraya Burge, and running it out, a third sophomore. She is Alondra Herrera. She is 5'9". Really nice crowd on hand here this evening. It's good to see that. And the JV guys game, and I don't have the results for the JV girls game because it was played in an alternate facility, but the JV guys game that went on just prior to this. What a contest. Atchison found itself trailing by over 20. Battled back, just fought and fought and fought, took the game into overtime, and then went on to win it 66-61. So an overtime JV win for the Phoenix. Here we go. Atchison coming out of the court first in their traveling red uniform with white and gold lettering a trim. For the Lady Pioneers, it'll be the home whites with Kentucky blue. All right, looks like we're set to go, and hope you enjoy it. First of our doubleheader in high school basketball tonight. Officials making his way to the center circle, and the ball goes up. The tip is away. Leavenworth is going to control it down, and they will be going from left to right across your dial here in quarter number one. A little cross-court pass. It almost gets away, but Pioneers are able to rescue it. They drive into the lane, and the ball's going to be stripped away by Atchison. Flying down court with it. It's going to be Zariah. Running shot, no. Offensive board from underneath the goal. The ball's going to be kicked into the corner. It's going to get away and get out of bounds, and it will go back to Atchison. A couple of officials conferring down in the corner, and they're going to change that. They're going to say it belongs to Leavenworth. So Pioneer basketball, we're scoreless about a half a minute in. Each team's out of possession. Neither team has been able to get anything on the board quite yet. Atchison into player defense. The bounce into the side of the lane. It's going to be knocked loose. It's running around on the floor. Two players scrum for the basketball. Jump ball called. And back it comes this time to AHS. Herrera will inbound it from the backcourt. And we will find Leavenworth also. They're going to go with that full court player D. The ball comes in. It's Burge. Little left-hand dribble brings it into the forecourt. That's going to be Aliyah Downing. The foul knocked free, and reaching in, we're going to have an Leavenworth foul. So we are 46 seconds into the game. We've had a couple of out-of-bounds. We've had a jump ball, and now we have a foul. So plenty of action going on, I can say that. It will be the first foul of the game by Maya Hewitt. Atchison brings it in. Jump shot left side. In and out, no. Rebound, Leavenworth. Kaya's shot almost went down, and then it couldn't. And now a triple team at the backcourt, and Atchison's going to tie it up. Jump ball coming back to Leavenworth. We're still not a minute into the game. So let's see. It's going to come in from the near side. It's going to be Emerson Allen for Leavenworth doing the inbound work. She looks at Layla Brown, but goes instead to Maya Hewitt, who runs baseline and gets fouled in. Couple of free throws coming up, and all of this has happened in one basketball minute. So the foul is going to be the first of the ball game for Atchison, and it is on Soraya Burge. Coming to the free throw line for Leavenworth, you got Maya Hewitt. 1 minute gone, quarter one, looking for the first point of the game, and there it is right here. So Leavenworth is going to take the early 1-0 lead. One more shot coming up. Maya eyes it, sends it, hits it. 2-0 Leavenworth. Ball comes in and a quick foul in the backcourt as Atchison gets it in and Hewitt reaches in to slap the ball away. And I've got a free. Is that two already for her? It is. So Maya Hewitt, a minute one into the game, has two personal fouls, has to exit the floor. And we'll pick up her sub here in just a moment. Right now, it'll be the Phoenix putting the ball into the forecourt. Over to the left side, outside the three-point ring. They'll dish it back off on top. Herrera drives all the way around the horn, works it over to the right side, keeps the dribble alive, backs away, feeds it down toward the block, and pass is going to be just out of reach. Kaya couldn't haul it in. Here comes Leavenworth. Outlet pass, other end of the floor, and it's too long. It'll go out of bounds down to the baseline. Atchison will come back the other way. 2-0 Leavenworth in front of the girls game at 6:37 to go in quarter number one. Hutchison puts it in play, and again, Leavenworth, full court pressing all the way up. Herrera crosses over, gets it across the timeline, kicks it over to Alaya, shot off the window for three, nope. Rebound, battle for, and Leavenworth's got to be able to save this thing in. At the backcourt, that's Echo Garrison. 6:15 to go in the first. Here's a set shot, three, short. Perfectly on line, a little bit short. Nice offensive rebound. Leavenworth is going to keep it alive. Garrison jumps it over to the left side. And new player in the ballgame for Leavenworth, as we have an Atchison foul. It's going to be Peyton McIntyre. The foul is going to be on Kaya Downing. It'll be her first team foul, too. So team fouls are even at two apiece. And we're inside six. Here's a three-point shot. Leavenworth hits the side of the backboard. And the long rebound coming down to Sariah Burge. Burge outlets it up the floor. Left side running underhand shot. Pretty, and knocks it down. And that is Aliyah Downing. It's a 2-2 game at the 5:40 mark of quarter number one. Hutchison, just about, 22 miles here, campus to campus. Shot in the middle of another one, is off, no good. Outlet to the other end of the floor. Aliyah runs down, puts up a runner, gets pushed from behind. The bucket doesn't go down, but she's going to come to the line for a couple of shots. Emerson Allen picking up her first foul, and for Leavenworth now, it'll be team foul three. At the line for AHS is Downing. The shot is up and no good. One more shot coming up here for Aliyah. She'll eye this one up, springs it forward, knocks it right in. So all 3 points for Atchison belong to Aliyah Downing, and at 5:28 to play in quarter number one, Atchison will have its first lead of the evening. It is 3-2 Phoenix. Over to the left side, it goes to Allen. No room for her. Comes out on top, straightaway three. Lost and hit. Wow, what a nice shot from the perimeter by Echo Garrison. 5-3 Leavenworth. Now Atchison tries to break to the other end of the floor. The running shot misses. Hutchison with the rebound, the falling away follow shot doesn't go down either. And Nia Walker will clear it down for Leavenworth. Pioneers up the floor. Oh, what a beautiful pass. The length of the court, and all alone on the other end is going to be Emerson Allen for two. 7-3 Leavenworth. And now as the Phoenix come down the floor, the ball's going to be slapped away. Knocked out of bounds, it'll be off Leavenworth. Atchison will go to the bench. First sub into the game tonight for Coach Reban. And who's going to have coming in? Oh, it's going to be Addie Reban. So Addie is in the game. And here's a shot for the baseline up and good. Herrera with a little baseline shot off the inbound, and it's 7-5. Leavenworth with that lead. They'll swing it over to the right side, deep in the corner, not getting a shot away. Player defense by Atchison's been pretty good, and now kind of a little block and a little contact and, well, maybe a little bit of a foul. That foul is going to be on Aliyah Downing. So it will be Leavenworth putting it in. They'll go with a quick three. It's coming up short. And if Phoenix rebound the ball back down. We are midpoint quarter number one. 7-5, Leavenworth in front. Atchison with the ball from underneath the goal. The shot up and in. Jariah Burge for two. And we are deadlocked at seven. 3:50 to go, quarter one. These two teams are all about getting up and down the court, playing a very aggressive player. Davidson now, Atchison with a steal. Rebound coast to coast. Goes up, gets bumped from behind. kind of pushed out of bounds down to the baseline, so her running layup was not successful, but she's coming to the line for a couple of shots. And for Leavenworth, Nala Walker will have her first foul, so we have seen a lot of fouls already. Four by Leavenworth, three by Atchison. The front half free throw up and just a little bit short. One more shot coming up for the Phoenix and Addie Reband. She'll eye up the second one, puts a little bit more on it, drops it right in. So Atchison gets back in front at 8-7. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. Girls High School Basketball this evening on Kent Radio. And as the ball comes into the forecourt, great defense by Alea Downing forces an over and back. And Leavenworth will turn it over. That's McKenna McCann who turns that over. So McCann will have her first turnover after having just come into the ballgame. For the Pioneers, Atchison goes left side, shot up, rejected out of bounds. AHS will have it in at the baseline, and we do have, they didn't use it in the JV game, interestingly enough. But, again, your 5A school here, there are required shot clocks, and that is in effect here tonight. Has not been an issue. Now Atchison's cross-court pass is going to be out of reach and out of bounds. Phoenix to turn it over. 8-7 Leavenworth. Or excuse me, 8-7 Atchison. And they are in the bonus. 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. They'll skip past left side of the lane. On the floor once. The shot from the block. Up and no good. Rebats. Going to sweep away the board. Outlets it down the court. On the floor once, twice, and passing up a chance to drive into the lane. It's going to be retreated. Brought it back on top. Another baseline. Rainbow shot. No good. Leavenworth coming down with the board. Back up the floor with it, they're going to come. Racing up court is going to be Echo Garrison. Little right-hand dribble stops between the circles, dumps it over to the left side to Walker. Walker feeds back in the middle, spinning, no shot. Out on top, that's a really long three. And it's off the window and good. How about that? Nala Walker kicks it off the glass and puts Leavenworth back in front by two. The Phoenix down the floor, quick shot, no. Rebound, batted around, it's on the floor, take it back by Rebound. Addy goes right side, kicks it over to Downing. The shot up and good by Alea. And we're tied at 10. 2 minutes to go in the first. I'll tell you what, entertaining game is close. It's just back and forth. Little skip to the right side of the lane, the ball nearly lost, rescued, the 3-point shot comes up short, rebound tipped out, and up top side, Atchison's going to come up with it. And the ball goes into the forecourt. Here's Atchison. It's Birch. Goes down the left side. Gets double-teamed. The ball stolen away. And as Leavenworth comes back up the court, little baby frustration foul. They're going to say no foul. They're just going to say Atchison reached in and knocked it out of bounds. So it's going to come back to Leavenworth. So a break for the Phoenix with no foul called here. And on the inbound, Leavenworth up the floor. McKenna McCann, left side, three, is up and short, up at the board, followed up, there's a Phoenix foul. It's going to be on Kaya, and it's going to be her second. I'm going to fix that, they're going to give it to Zariah. I thought it was going to be on Kaya Downey, but it's going to be on Zariah Burge. Her second, and team fouls are even at four apiece now. The free throw rolls off. One more shot coming up for Leavenworth. Amaria Graham at the line. Amaria is a 5'7" sophomore. And her second free throw is in there. It'll be her first point of the game, and it'll mean a 1-point Leavenworth lead at 11-10. We're down to the last minute and a half of quarter one. Atchison into the forecourt. Dumps it off on top. Burge launches. It's a three. Hits the back of the rim and the long rebound is going to, on one hop, get out of bounds. That hit the back of the rim and came off there in a big hurry. goes out of bounds, and Atchison is going to drop back and pick up defensively in the forecourt. 75 seconds left, opening quarter. A one-point Leavenworth lead. Here's a running three. In and out, no. Offensive rebound underneath by Allen. Emerson kicks it back off on top. Gets there to Graham. Her shot goes up, and she will draw another foul by the Phoenix. It's going to be on Kaya. So now, Zariah Burge, Kaya Downing with a couple of fouls apiece. One on Aaliyah Downing, and at the free throw line, it's going to be Leavenworth. Free throw, up and good for Amaria Graham. She's got a couple of points on two of three free throw shooting. Second shot, rolled around and around, it goes in. Leavenworth now taking a 13-10 lead, and we are 1 minute to go in quarter one. Leavenworth's going to rotate players in and out of the game. They have gone to the bench, and back in is going to come McKenna McCann. Ball knocked away out of bounds into the scorer's table across the way, and Atchison will inbound it from there. Addie rebound, brings it in. Comes up topside. Carly Clem has it. Changes directions. First to the right. Rotates back to the left. Jumps it over to Burge. Atchison spreading the floor a little bit. Here's Kaya. Goes to the baseline. Gets double teamed. Trapped near the block. Turns around in traffic. Puts a shot up. No. Rebound underneath. And Addie comes down with the ball. Two defenders surround her. And let's see against whom the foul is going to be whistled. Could have been either one of them. It is going to be Leavenworth's Ellie Lovejoy, 5'6 sophomore. So Ellie has her first foul. Free throw, perfect. Ellie Lovejoy with foul number one. The first free throw by Addie, yep. Second one, short. And the rebound is going to go out of play. It'll be Pioneer basketball. 13-11. Leavenworth here at home this evening with the lead, with the ball, and half a minute to go in the opening quarter of this girls' game. Guys' game coming up after this one, so stick around for that. Plenty of high school hoops here tonight in Leavenworth, Kansas. The pass to the top. The three is launched online but short. Rebounded in the lane. The follow shot results in a foul. More free throws coming up for Leavenworth, and this time it'll be Layla Brown at the line. First foul of the game for Atchison. As the free throw is up and good. Malicia Ross. Malicia will have her first foul. First free throw is good. So Layla Brown has her first point of the game. Second one right there. She'll get them both. Lots and lots of free throws in this opening quarter. It is now a 15-11 lead for Leavenworth. 10 seconds to go. First quarter. Atchison down the court. Got to be aware of the time. Here's Herrera. Jumps it back to the edge. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. The pass to the top. The three at the buzzer. Off the rim. And we've come to the end of the opening quarter. I'm out of the floor after one of the ladies' games. Leavenworth, 15, Atchison 11.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Hi, it's Erica at Queen Bee Boutique. Whether you're looking for a perfect pair of Judy blue jeans, a chic dress, or a fun graphic tee, we've got something you'll love in sizes small through 3X. Complete your look with purses, accessories, and European brand makeup, Celesti. Treat yourself to California Mango Natural Hair Care at Queen Bee Fashion Meets Beauty, all in one stop. Visit us today at 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, and let's find your new favorite look.
Teams come back out of the court, getting ready to go for the second quarter of the girls' game here tonight. A quick recap of how it's gotten so far. For Leavenworth, Nayla Walker, Echo Garrison, and Amaria Graham, each with three. Brown, Allen, and Hewitt, each with two. Here's a shot for Atchison. There's a quick three. It's up and in. Alondra Herrera, it's a first three-pointer of the game for the Phoenix. 15-13. Oh, they're only going to give her two for that. I thought that was a three, but they make it 15-13. So we will fix that to a two. A miss by Leavenworth. Atchison really quickly down the floor. A little travel, yeah. Finishing the first quarter recap. Leavenworth, three players with three players with two in. The free throw line has been a real factor in this game. Atchison, 3 of 6 at the line in the opening quarter. Leavenworth, 7 of 8. So some really outstanding free throw shooting, but 14 opening quarter free throw shot here tonight. That would have us in the 50s. Oh, here's a follow-away shot from the baseline right for Leavenworth. It's going to be up and good by Allie Lovejoy. Lovejoy hitting her first point of the game, 17-13. A minute into the second quarter, Leavenworth up by 4. Atchison rotates it out on top. Zariah Burge dumps it over to the edge, and it is going to get away from Herrera. Picked up by Leavenworth. Here come the Pioneers racing down the court, down the lane, feeding over to the left block, and now the ball is going to be out of reach, and no chance to get that thing hauled in. Phoenix are going to have it back in the backcourt. Trying to get that thing corralled out there. McKenna McIntyre. So you have four Leavenworth away. We've got McKenna McIntyre and McKenna McCann. So we will do our best to differentiate for you between those two players. And Atchison in the forecourt is going to be fouled. And this foul is going to be on Layla Brown. It's going to be her first foul. It's going to be the first foul of the second quarter by either team. Phoenix putting it in play at their offensive end. 6.5 to go in the half. Inbound it comes in. It's going to get away. It's going to get out of bounds. And touch last by Atchison. Boys game coming up after this one. Promises to be really good. The JV guys game was fantastic. An overtime win for AHS. Leavenworth into the forecourt. Here's Graham with it. To the top where the three is knocked down. That is going to be the second three so far this evening for Nala Walker. 20-13. It is the largest lead for Leavenworth so far tonight. 6 minutes to go in the first half. And on the upcourt play, Atchison loses the handle. It gets out of bounds. They'll turn it over. Joseph, I don't know what you're doing in the Care Studios, but as I walk in here, I see a big banner up. It is pajama night here at the gym. So I feel a little overdressed. But you very well may be in those pajamas with the footies that you're so proud of. And I would absolutely encourage that. Right now, the ball comes into the forecourt, and we get a whistle. We get an Atchison foul. And it is going to be the first tonight for Alondra Herrera. So each team with one second quarter foul, 5:50 to go in the half. Leavenworth, the ball way over to the right side. And the three launched from there, missing. Defensive rebound, Phoenix. Herrera brings it up the floor. Weaves first to the left, then to the right. Spins down the lane. The ball is going to be batted away. And up with it will come Leavenworth. They've got a three-on-one break. First to the right, then to the left. The running shot is up and off the window and good. The driving shot is in by Maya Hewitt. And she's got four. And Phoenix, finding themselves in a little trouble, are going to take a timeout. And so shall we. a break. Coming here at 5:29 to go. Opening half in Leavenworth, Kansas. Where's the Lady Pioneers 22, Atchison 13.
It's time for you to get the care that you deserve. When you're in our hands, you can rest assured that you're getting the best that there is. Here at Atchison Senior Village, we strive every day to be the skilled nursing facility of choice in our community. We make sure that each day you spend with us is filled with the caliber of service that will make your stay comfortable, safe, and therapeutic. Our in-house therapy team promotes quality outcomes for short-term, long-term, and outpatient residents. Let us take care of you or your loved one. For more information, contact me, Nikki Weigel, today at 913-209-0138.
Sip a little high-quality H2O there during the timeout. Is we're at 5:29 to go in the opening half of the ladies' game, 22-13. Leavenworth has exploded here in the second quarter. After one, they led by four. They've outscored Atchison, 7-2 here in the second quarter. And the Phoenix and head coach Nick Reban taking a timeout there. Let's see how Atchison responds coming out of that timeout. Leavenworth is going to drop back and do something we've not seen them do, and that's pick up defensively in the forecourt. They've been pressing the ball all the way up and down the floor through the course of the game. Now the ball's going to be knocked away from Herrera. She'll go into the backcourt to pick it up, and it's going to be stolen back, and the running shot is up and in. So the great defensive play, the steal, and then the subsequent bucket all belong to Layla Brown. And it is 24-13. Atchison down 11. 5 minutes to go in the half. From the top for the Phoenix, wide to the left side, rebound Leavenworth, and Atchison is going to be able to steal the ball back, and they're going to call it over and back by Atchison out near midcourt. So Leavenworth will maintain possession. The Leavenworth High School gym has seating on all four sides. Here's their running shot, right side. It's up, and there's two more for Layla Brown, 26-13. 4.5 to go in the first half. Baseline runner, left side, won't go for the Phoenix. Here comes Leavenworth. Again, short bleachers on each end, six layers high. Here's a running shot down the court. It's going to be up and good, and Layla with two more. And Atchison is going to exercise another timeout. We'll be back, talk about the gym, and bring you the rest of this game. But right now, with 4 minutes and 20 to go in the opening half in Leavenworth, it's now Lady Pioneers 28, Atchison 13.
At Hummelgaard Family Dentistry in Atchison, your comfort and health come first. You're in good hands.
I'm Dr. Jordan Hummelgaard, formerly Campbell. I grew up right here in Atchison. Caring for the community means everything to me. We take time to listen and make sure you feel comfortable and cared for, whether it's your first visit or your 50th. When you walk through our doors, you're family.
Hummelgaard Family Dentistry at 913-367-7270 or stop by 817 Santa Fe in Atchison. Hummelgaard Family Dentistry.
The Leavenworth has outscored Atchison in the girls' game here in the second quarter, 13-2. They have really come out of the gates here in the second quarter, red hot. Phoenix taking the timeout, bounce pass into the lane. The shot in traffic is going to be wide to the right side. Pioneers coming up with a basketball. They'll race it in the forecourt as we go inside. 4 minutes left in the second quarter. Pass coming out, top side, little right-hand dribble. Layla Brown, she's having a great game. We'll get that pass. Passes up the shot, dishes it outside where the three is launched and missed. And the rebound is going to be lost out of play. It will be Atchison basketball. Okay, back to the gym. Six stands high, or six rows high on each end. Six rows high on the, what is the far side for me, on the scores table side, where the scores table and the benches are. And on the opposite side, about 12 high and a mezzanine and then another 12 high. So it is tiered up very high on what I'm going to call the south side of this east and west running gym. And Atchison's going to turn it over, trying to get the ball into the middle. Leavenworth will put it back in play. 3:20 to go in the first half. I guess what I'm getting at is it's a really big gym with a great capacity here in his 5A high school in Leavenworth, Kansas. The shot is up, missing. Addy Rebeck coming down with the board. Throws the ball, length of the court, running shot up and good. Count the bucket and a plus one. For Atchison, it is Zariah Burge hitting the bucket and coming to the line. She'll be there for one shot as the Leavenworth foul is going to be on Peyton McIntyre. It is her first foul. It is the first Leavenworth foul of the second quarter. The free throw is up and in. So Zariah with 5 points, and it's 28-16. Runner from the right side, up and short. Rebound, pull down Phoenix. Here comes Atchison. Herrera into the forecourt. Works her way over to the right side, backs away, pulls up the three. It'll hit the front of the rim and go to the floor where two players go to the floor chasing the ball. And it is still being battled for, stolen back by Atchison. The shot up and in by Rebant. Addy hits the bucket. 28-18. Phoenix battling back. Running shot, other end. One-handed off the glass and good. And the tempo of the game has definitely increased. That bucket belongs to Echo Garrison. 2:15 left in the half. Herrera cuts into the lane, dumps it back on top, and near travel, and then the bounce pass into the lane is going to be deflected, stolen away. Leavenworth running up the court. They'll attack the bucket, got numbers, running shot. It's up, it's in, count the bucket, plus one. And Layla Brown has really stepped up here in the second quarter. That is her 8th point of the quarter, 10th point of the game, but she's coming to the free throw line for a chance at one more, having been fouled by Carly Clem. That's Carly's first foul, and team foul 2 for Atchison. Back into the game for Atchison will come Leia Downing. Free throw, yeah. Kind of an unconventional style that means nothing and matters not at all as Layla Brown continues to play really, really well. 33-18, again a 15-point lead. And now for Atchison on the other end of the court, a quick two. 33-20 with a minute 40 to go in the first half. Shot from the top, rattles out, follows up, and a Phoenix foul. Let's see against whom this one is going to be called. A whistle is going to be on Elia Downing. She will have two. Leavenworth coming to the line. Peyton McIntyre looking for her first point of the game and not coming on that first shot. Got one more coming up here. A couple of hard dribbles in front of her. Looks it, sends it, and it's going to be off the mark. But wait, we have a lane violation, and it will be a reprieve for Peyton. Peyton McIntyre, 5'6" sophomore, looking for this one, and it is going to be just a little bit short. And Atchison will be inbounding. A minute and a half left in the half. Here comes Elia Downing. Kicks it over to Herrera. She'll drive all the way into the corner. Now cut across the baseline. Backs into the block. And travels to the basketball. She got jammed up a little bit there. She was backing up from the baseline toward the block to get a little angle on the shot. She found herself sandwiched between a couple of defenders and really had nowhere to go. The feed inside, taken there by Allen. The pass to the edge, the drive to the baseline. The runner is soft. Rebound Atchison. And again, it's going to be Herrera. She'll bring it down the court herself and attracts defenders like bugs to a light. She's got them just swarming around her. Here's a feed outside. Another shot for three for Atchison. No. Offensive rebound. Followed up. No. And pull back down. Here comes the Pioneers. Left side. Head fake. Cross court pass. Tip. But saved. Now cross-court pass again. Stolen by Atchison. Flying down the court. Weaving left, then right. Stop it to the side of the lane. A little behind the back bounce pass is going to result in a tied-up basketball. Possession arrow, Leavenworth. Half a minute to go with a half. 33-20, Leavenworth. And walking it up the floor, Layla Brown. Layla has been really good here. Here's Nyla Walker. Skips it off on top. Garrison has it. Straight away from the top. It's a three wide right. Rebound. Phoenix. 8 seconds. Seven. Coming up the floor with five. Going to the right side. The shot off the window. Excellent movement to the basketball. The layup is good. The buzzer sounds, and we have come to halftime. We'll be back. Summarize the opening half for you is there. Headed for the locker room here in Leavenworth, Kansas, in the girls' game. It is Leavenworth, 33 inches and 22.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to make history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who will have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back in the day, Christmas meant tinseled trees, homemade fudge, and tractors that took an hour to start in the cold. Things have come a long way since then, thank goodness. At Mustang Seeds, we honor legacy, but keep pushing forward, because progress never takes a holiday. Here's to the farmers who keep both tradition and technology alive. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The guys teams out of the court warming up, they will be the subject and focus of attention for our second game tonight, the boys' contest. Right now, though, a recap of the girls' first half, 4-11 words. Wow, I keep talking about it, but Layla Brown, 11 points halfway through the game. Nyla Walker on a couple of threes has six. It's Echo Garrison with five, dropping into four for Maya Hewitt. Three in the game for Amaria Graham. Got Ellie Lovejoy with two and Emerson Allen with two. For the Phoenix, pacing away, Aaliyah Downing and Zariah Birch, each with five. Four for Alonda Herrera. Also four for Addie Rebant. The other two belong to Kaya Downing. Fouls? Well, Leavenworth, one player with two fouls. No one with more than that. For Atchison, three players with two fouls, but no one yet with three. We're going to take a break, move back. Second half of the ladies' game, followed by the guys, but right now with that intermission score. Lady Pioneers 33, Atchison 22. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. You know he's got you some Wednesday night halftime.
Brick Street Bourbon Catering Services. We do it all. Weddings, business events, receptions, luncheons, birthday parties, dinner parties, showers, funerals, and all your special occasions. We can bring it to you or you can come to us. We offer full catering services in our banquet room and dining room. Contact Brick Street Bourbon in Valley Falls, Kansas. We do it all, big or small. Call 785-217-6357.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. With their signature stack burgers, chicken sandwiches, and chicken strip baskets, there's something for everyone. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like the Hot Foot Sundae. dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. We'll be back to the game in Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Carrot Country sports schedule, we've got a lot on tap, starting bright and early in tomorrow morning when we have the Candy Cane Cash Grand Prize drawing. Tune in about 7 to 7:30. Make sure that you, if you're eligible, are listening bright and early in the morning. Even if you're not eligible, it's going to promises to be exciting. Thursday night also brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 in the evening. After Sports Look, we have High School Coaches Insight, where we talk to the Atchison, Morehill Mount Academy, ACCHS, and JCN coaches. Brandon Tadman does an amazing job on that. You should tune in after Sports Look. Then we come to Friday night. Friday night, we'll have high school basketball with ACCHS at Valley Falls. Tip-off is scheduled for 6 p.m. in the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 7:30, 8 o'clock. Saturday brings us to Benedictine men's and women's basketball as they'll be playing host to Dort. Tune in right around high noon for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
Looking for a fresh, fast, and delicious meal in Atchison? Head to Subway, conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct. From made-to-order sandwiches and wraps to crisp salads, protein bowls, and breakfast options, Subway has something for everyone, any time of day. And be sure to watch for their special $6.99 meal of the day for a great deal on your favorites. Fresh ingredients, great value, and made just the way you like it. Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Electrical issues aren't just frustrating. They can be risky and costly if you try to tackle them yourself. Turn to the experts at Gerber Electric and let their professionals handle it safely and efficiently. From residential and commercial work to industrial projects, Gerber Electric has you covered 24/7 for emergencies. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, giving you total confidence in the team you trust. Gerber Electric, where quality work is more than a service. It's a tradition. Call 913-367-2731 anytime.
We don't really have any other high school games in the immediate area occurring right now. Taking a real quick look at the Heart of America Athletic Conference games in play, we have at the Daytona Beach Shootout, Central Methodist and Kansas Wesleyan. And the Central Methodist ladies had a victory over Kansas Wesleyan, 81-74. In the Mount Mercy Waldorf game, it has a final as well. It was Mount Mercy 67 to Waldorf's 62. Clark and St. Francis right now are meeting up at the Pat Sullivan Center in Joliet, Illinois. And Clark is trailing St. Francis. It's got about 3 minutes and 38 seconds left to go in the third, with St. Francis sitting at 59, Clark sitting at 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving. Health, confidence, and a little glow. Snap Fitness in Atchison has everything you need, from 24/7 gym access to amazing Christmas specials. Pick up our tan packages and save on lotion, perfect stocking stuffers, or last-minute gifts for anyone who loves looking and feeling their best. Whether you're starting a fitness journey or treating someone you love, Snap Fitness has your holiday covered. Stop in today and snap into the season.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A wind advisory begins at 8 a.m. tomorrow and remains in effect until 6 p.m. tomorrow night. Scattered rain showers likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows dip down to about 39. Winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 50.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. Right now it's partly cloudy and 49 in downtown Atchison. It feels like 44 out there with the winds out of the south-southeast at 13 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 73%. The air quality is moderate. The dew point is 41 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's falling at 29.70 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside right after this.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
And our featured game has us here in Leavenworth, Kansas, where tonight the Phoenix are on the road at the Leavenworth High Pioneers. Second half of the ladies' game getting set to get underway. It is a 33-22 lead for the home team. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who handled all that business there at halftime, taking care of us. Joseph, appreciate you. Thank you so much. Tom Couch with the court side. The Phoenix putting the ball in play to begin the second half. We're right back at it. Atchison's going to have its original starting five. Here's a driving underhand layup. What a shot by Alea Downing. That is her ninth point of the game. She leads the Phoenix in scoring. It's 33-24 right out of the gate here in the third quarter. For Atchison, Alea Downing, Kaya Downing, Carly Clem, Mizariah Burge, and Alonda Herrera. And now on the other end of the floor, Leavenworth goes strong to the rim, hits the bucket, draws a foul, an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Emerson Allen. Kyla Walker, Maya Hewitt, Echo Garrison, Layla Brown, and Emerson Allen, the starting five for Leavenworth and their head coach, Bill Sloan. That foul is the third, by the way, on Kaya Downing. The free throw is perfect, and Emerson Allen pushes her team's lead to 36-24. They have led, Leavenworth has, by as many as 15. We're just about a half a minute into the second half. Atchison with the basketball. Now the Phoenix going from left to right across your dial. They'll feed it down to the baseline right, and as the shot goes up, an offensive foul gets called. So for Atchison, Carly Clem is going to be called for the foul. It will be her second of the game. It'll be Atchison's second in the first minute of the third quarter. From the top, it's a three. Off the back, long rebound on the floor, rolling around. Atchison picks it up. Outlet. Here comes Aaliyah. Kicks it over to the left. Back over to the right. Her runner. No. Rebound. Leavenworth. Flying up the court with it is going to be Layla Brown. She'll race past two defenders, goes to the baseline. The shot is up. Offensive rebound missed. Rebounding it down. Atchison. Phoenix up the court. Outlet for the lead shot. It's up and good on the transition bucket by Zariah Burge. 7 points for Burge. It's 36-26. 6:20 to go. Quarter number three. Atchison of the traveling red with white and gold. There's a shot from underneath the rim. No, but the offensive putback, no. But the offensive rebound looking for a third shot is interrupted by a defender coming from behind, and Alea Downing will collect her third foul. So for Atchison, fouls becoming an issue. Not only do you have Alea Downing and Kaya Downing, each with three, but Atchison has committed three team fouls in less than 2 minutes into the third quarter. Leavenworth has committed none, by the way. Here's a running shot. Up and good. So that quick bucket goes up and in. And another one for Layla Brown. She's now at 13. 38-26. Leavenworth with the lead. Atchison will drive it into the lane, and as the ball is stripped away, the official's going to head over to the scorer's table across the way from here and say, you know, reaching in, there was contact. We get a whistle and a foul, and it'll be the first down of the ballgame by Echo Garrison. First down of the third quarter by Leavenworth. Three-point shot. Phoenix up, no good. Rebounding back down. Here comes Hewitt, and it'll be knocked away from her. Picked back up by Atchison. Phoenix, left side jumper, short. And back up would have become Hewitt. Hewitt double-teamed in the backcourt. Her cross-court pass goes to Brown. She'll baseball pass it to the other end of the floor. What a corner. Three is off the rim once, twice. No. Rebound, Atchison. And the Phoenix are taking it the other way. We are seeing a lot of back and forth. 5 minutes ago in the third quarter. Leavenworth steals the ball. They lead by a dozen. Knifing through. It's Hewitt. She'll take it all away. Behind the head layup misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Atchison and Herrera. Alondra comes down the court. One on three. Goes in. Is it a block or a charge? It's a block. One of those bang-bang plays down beneath the goal. And a whistle is going to be blown and the foul is going to be charged to Echo Garrison. It's going to be her second foul. It'll be team foul two by Leavenworth. And Atchison sets to do the inbound. He'll come to the right side to Herrera, who traveled. Yeah. She tried to go into the lane and then got stopped and then shuffled that pivot foot as she tried to get out of the paint. Atchison's going to give it back. 4:44 to go in the third quarter. Up the floor comes Leavenworth. Here's Layla Brown with it. All the way into the lane. Running shot off the window and good for Layla Brown. 15 points. And it's 40-26. The 14-point lead for Leavenworth, not their largest of the game. Here's a long three from way outside in front of the Phoenix bench. And Atchison's Carly Clem throws down her first points of the evening. 40-29. Underneath, shot no. Atchison with the rebound. And here comes Herrera. Down the right side. Stops as she gets in the forecourt. Keeps her dribble alive. Dumps it over outside the right block. Backing away with it. It's going to be Elliot Downing. She'll feed it off on top. The pass a little bit tall, but Clem is able to go back, retreat, and recover it. Holds up her dribble. Wants to go to the right side. Nothing there. Goes back over to the left wing. And now the ball in the middle. It's going to be batted away. It's going to go off the foot of a Phoenix and out of bounds. It will be Leavenworth basketball. Coming into the game now for Leavenworth is going to be McKenna McIntyre. Bill, let me fix that. I got too many McKennas. Yeah, it is. McKenna McIntyre. Wanted to check and make sure I have that right. 3:40 to go in the third. And Atchison steps in front of the cross-court pass. The race to the other end of the floor. The shot goes up. It doesn't fall in, but the foul on Layla Brown, who is trailing the play up the court, trying to defend from behind. She'll pick up her second foul of the game. Get ready. Third foul by Leavenworth here in the third quarter. And for the Phoenix, Aliyah Downing will come to the line for a shot and won't drop. She is one of three at the line now with her 9 points. Long look at the rim, the right-handed shot, perfect. 10 points for Aliyah. And it is 40-30. 3.5 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. Layla Brown playing right in front of the Leavenworth bench, and then as she kicks it over to Amaria Graham, she'll travel with it. Atchison gets it back. This game was really close early. Here's another three for Clem. Wow, the net scarcely wiggles. It just blasts through the bottom, and she's got six. 40-33. I was starting to say, after a very close opening quarter, Leavenworth was able to put on an offensive run, took as much as a 15-point lead before halftime. And here in the third quarter, Atchison doing its best to battle back and forth, and is there a travel in the backcourt? There is. So Atchison is going to give it back to Leavenworth. It's 40-33. Pioneers with the lead. Maya Hewitt will be inbounding at her offensive end. Little bounce pass in the lane and a quick up and in. That was a nice little inbound pass, little skip in the middle too. A Maria Graham, and she's got five. 42-33. And a pass into the lane. It's going to be stolen away. Here comes Leavenworth. They'll drive, lean, turn, shoot, puts it up and in. Hewitt with six. 44-33. A quick burst by Leavenworth. Puts him right back up, double digits. Another three. This one rims out for Herrera. Atchison's going to get it back, and they'll dish it off on top again. Herrera lobs it over to the right wing. Cutting into the lane, underneath the rim. The shot up, and there's the foul that she was looking for. Nice job by Burge to get very, very aggressive to the rim. Challenged the defender. Didn't hit the bucket, but did draw the foul. It's going to be the third of the ball game by Maya Hewitt. Free throw. Off the rim, up and off the rim again. Didn't go down. One more shot coming up here for Burge. She hit her first free throw of the game, so now she's one out of two. 7 points. This free throw is going to be off the mark. And with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, Leavenworth in control of the basketball with an 11-point lead. Matches are making a bit of a run there in the middle part of the third quarter, but Leavenworth is pushed right back. From the top, straight away, three-point shot, rattles around, and it goes in to Layla Brown with her 15, now 18 points, and with all those points, that is her first three of the game, 47-33. For the third time, Leavenworth will take a 14-point lead. They have led by as many as 15. Now, the ball is stolen, coming up the floor, it's rolling around, and it's going to get away and go out of bounds into the Leavenworth bench. Atchison will recover possession and be putting it back in play. With a minute 28 to go in the third. Again, a 14-point lead for Leavenworth. Now, Atchison looking to put the ball in play. The official in the forecourt stops, throws his hand in the air. Now he's going to come to the midcourt line and converse with some of his other officials. Now they're talking to Coach Rebant, who's not buying what this official is selling. He is very, very dissatisfied. Now he's, and that official is still talking. I'm seeing it. The potential for the old key here in about a second. Here's a shot up. Block! Rebound. Leavenworth. Walker drives down, slows it up. Another pass is going to be stolen. And as she steals it, Alonda Herrera gets fouled. 1:08 to play in the third quarter. It's going to be the third foul of the game for Layla Brown. Back to the free throw line comes Atchison with Alonda Herrera. Alonda, 2 points in the opening quarter, two more in the second quarter, nothing yet in the third. Until there, she'll hit that first of two free throws. With that third foul, Layla Brown exits the game, and Echo Garrison is going to return to the floor. Second free throw will come up short. Atchison rebounds, and follow-up, no good. And then the look for the rebound is going to go out of bounds off Leavenworth. 1:05 to go in the third quarter. Leavenworth touched it last. Atchison brings it in. It's way out on top. That's going to be Addy. Rebant out on top again to Herrera. Inside the last minute now of the third. Over to the right side for the Phoenix. It's going to be Carly. Clem brings it out on top. Herrera once more. She'll cut down the right side of the lane. Well defended. Dribbles, bumps, and there's going to be the blocking foul. The defender for Leavenworth, Echo Garrison, falls backward off the contact, looking to draw that offensive foul, but did not. Instead, picks up her third foul. All of them have come here in the third quarter. And Atchison, in the bonus, coming to the line, it's Herrera. She's one of two at the stripe tonight. That one's perfect. 6 points for Alonda Herrera. Second one rattles in. It is 47-35. 36. Let me add up that last free throw. 47-36. Here's a 12-foot jump shot, left side. No rebound, Phoenix. Atchison in the forecourt. 17-16. Rolling down the last second of the third quarter. They're looking to take this to a single-digit game as we get ready for the fourth. 7 seconds. Herrera, closely defended. Back out of top, it'll go to Alea. Herrera goes three, off the window, no. And that is the end of the third quarter. We'll take a timeout of the floor, going to the fourth quarter in the ladies' game. It's Leavenworth, 47, Atchison, 36.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
We head to the fourth quarter of the girls' game. And Leavenworth at home, enjoying a 47-36 lead, and they're going to have control of the basketball as we're back underway. Leavenworth is going to bring it in, cutting into the lane, the dish to the baseline, 13-foot shot wedged. And it's going to be called a jump ball. And they're looking for, oh, look at that. Now they were looking for a ball to knock it away with, and one of the officials springs up and dislodges it. That always delights the crowd. Delights me. I love to see those athletic officials out there. Here come the Phoenix. A wedge ball is a jump ball and a possession arrow to Atchison. 7.5 to go in the game. Here's Clem for three. Gets another one. How about that? Third three of the game, all of it in the second half for Carly Clem. 47-39. 7:25 left, and Atchison will slap the ball away. Herrera knocks it out of bounds, and it'll be long to Leavenworth at midcourt. Boy, JV games are thrillers. Atchison found himself trailing by more than 20. Battle back to go to overtime and won in that game. Sippy Phoenix women's team going to be able to come from a fourth quarter deficit. Maya Hewitt will take the inbound pass. He dishes it over to the right side. Walker. Leavenworth has slowed it way down, and now we've got a call off the ball. I'm watching the ball on the near side, and we get an offensive foul, and they're going to go over and explain it to Leavenworth head coach Bill Sloan, who's looking for a little bit of clarification. That will be the first foul of the game by Amaria Graham. First foul of the fourth quarter by anyone, and we are a minute gone. So for Leavenworth, part of the plan is obviously to get very patient now, not waste possessions, not hurry, and not give Atchison any more possessions than you have to. Phoenix, turnaround shot in the lane, partially deflected. Leavenworth is going to rebound it back down. They'll drive the length of the court. Going in from the right side. Running shot, no. Phoenix foul and free throws coming up. Maya Hewitt took that ball, went the length of the court, drove down the right side, challenged the defense where she was unable to successfully complete the bucket, but draws the foul on Alana Herrera. It'll be her second first Atchison foul in the fourth quarter, and the first free throw, not going to go in. One more shot coming up here for Maya Hewitt. Maya, the 5 foot 10 inch sophomore, will hit the second one. So it is 48-39. 6.5 minutes to play. Coming over to the right side, Clem back out on top. Herrera feeds in the middle, and the ball is going to be batted away over the shoulder of Kaya Downing. No defensive foul called, but it will be Atchison ball coming into the baseline. Making that defensive play was McKenna McIntyre, the 5 foot 10 inch freshman. Now, she'll rotate out. And Leavenworth is going to have, at a quick glance, looks like it's starting five out there. Now the ball shot, missed, rebound. Leavenworth now sleeps on the floor. Collision. Bodies all over the place, strewn across the floor. And we'll have a Phoenix foul. It is going to be the fourth foul on Kaya Downing. 6 minutes to play. Leavenworth has the ball, leading it by nine. Again, they've led by as many as 15. As they bring it up the floor against that player defense. It's batted away for a moment, but recovered. The running shot left side, not going to go, but again, an Atchison foul. And it's going to be on Herrera, I suspect, once more. It'll be her third. Leavenworth putting it in play at the baseline. 5:58 to go in the game. To the block. Here's the hook shot. No. Rebound. They'll go to the floor in the battle for it. Jabal gets loose, rolls out of play, comes back to Atchison. So for the Phoenix, if they're going to come back in this ball game, that comeback effort is going to start probably sooner than later. Sitting here by nine. At best, it's a three-possession deficit. AHS, little falling away shot, knocking it down. Kind of an off-balance shot, but Elia Downing knew what she was doing and has a dozen. And the upcourt pass for Leavenworth escapes, and Atchison's going to get it back. So for the Phoenix, if you're going to make a run, you've got the makings of one right here. You have now cut what was a 15-point deficit in the second quarter down to seven. You've regained possession of the basketball, and now it will bounce into the lane and roll all the way to the baseline and go out of bounds. So Phoenix are going to turn it over. 5:25 left. Right back into the game for Leavenworth is going to come. McKenna McIntyre at 5 foot 10. She'll add some height to this lineup. Here's an 18-footer. Nope. Rebound. Herrera. Phoenix back up court. Carly weaves it to the right side. Has the ball knocked away from behind. She's able to recover it on the dribble. Puts up a kind of an off-balance running shot. And Atchison somehow able to save it. Here's a long three. Wide left, rebound, cleared away by Leavenworth. And now it's a jailbreak. 3-on-none. Down the left side, the runner is up, and the defender coming in late commits a silly foul. So on the 3-on-none break, a defender comes up very late from behind. Shows a pretty good speed. But the bucket is going to be good by Emerson Allen, and she is going to have a free throw. To make it a 10-point game again, and will not. Rebound tipped out. Here comes Atchison. Phoenix up court, and the outlet pass is errant. Going to get away, get out of bounds, and Atchison misses a fast break scoring opportunity with 4:40 to go. Still a 9-point Lady Pioneer lead. Going to be inbounded by Layla. Gets it over to Maya Hewitt. Back it'll come to Layla Brown. She'll bring it up, take it across the timeline, dump it over to the right side to Graham. Pushes it off on top, Allen. Little pivot with the left foot. Starts on the left side of the lane. Crosses over underneath. Dumps it outside. 3-point shot. Baseline right is not going to go. Offensive rebound, pushed back up and missed, and the rebound is going to be loose on the floor, and the official comes over and said there is a foul. Let's see against whom. It's going to be against Leavenworth, and will be the first foul tonight by McKenna McIntyre. So the freshman will collect her first foul with 4:20 to go in the game. 50-41. Leavenworth in control, in the lead. Again, after that huge second quarter, they put together a substantial lead. But Atchison has had a never-say-die attitude. They keep battling back. Here's a baseline three. Off the rim. Rebound. Leavenworth. Layla Brown down the left side. Slipping. The ball's on the floor. Going to be saved out on top. Driving into the lane. The feed to the baseline. The shot off the window is not going to go. Rebound. Here comes Atchison. Two on two. Link to the floor. It's going to be Kaya. Coast to coast. Puts it up. Missed it. Follow shot. Up. Missed the whistle. Foul. And it'll be Phoenix free throws. 3:39 to go in the ladies' game. Kevin to the stripe. For Atchison is Zariah Burge. You're keeping your scorebook at home, as you should be, is Nyla Walker. Getting her second foul in the front half free throw. Hits the rim, kicks up, hits the backboard, falls down and goes through. So Zariah Burge gets her 8 point. And this one is going to be wide, and it is going to belong to Leavenworth. 3:38 to go. And we're going to get a break. Timeout is going to be taken on the court. Let's do it. Joseph III, 3:38 to go in the contest here in Leavenworth, Kansas. Lady Pioneers 50, Atchison 42.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where we nurture dreams into reality.
Phoenix are the first team to disembark from the bench and come out on the court. You're going to find Aaliyah Downing out there with Kaya Downing. We've got Alonda Herrera. Got Soraya out there, right? And looking to the middle, and who am I missing out here? Is that Carly? No. Yeah, it is. Carly. Carly. Clem. And Atchison steals the inbound. And then an F-court pass is going to be stolen right back. Leavenworth. Outlet. Right side. Running shot. Give two more. To Layla Brown. She has 20. And it's a 10-point game with 3 minutes to go. 52-42. At the baseline, the right-handed runner won't fall. Back down the court with it comes Layla. One-on-one, she'll stop. Look for the little pull-up jumper. It doesn't take it. Instead, it's going to bring it back out on top to the one. They'll dump it over to the right elbow, rotate it out on top. Brown kicks it over to the right. Now they're going to run a little motion. How about that? Coach Sloan, during that timeout, is saying, okay, we'll take a little bit of time, and instead, it doesn't take much time as Maya Hewitt just drives in and kicks one up the window and in. 54-42. 2:20 remains to be played. Cross court pass rescued by Aaliyah Downing. She'll work into the left side, comes down on top. Herrera launches a three that does not go down. Rebound, Leavenworth. The break to the other end of the floor, and the layup won't drop. The rebound is going to be saved at the baseline. Fed over to the left side. Stepping away. The long two up. No. Rebound. Again, Leavenworth. Here's Hewitt. Drops his shoulder. Goes in. There's a lot of contact. And could it be a defensive foul? Could it be free throws? And looking neither left nor right, Kaya Downey heads to the bench, realizing she has fouled out of the game with a minute 52 to go. Kaya will end the night with 2 points. Checking in now for Atchison is going to be the 5'7 freshman, Addie Revant. And they're lining them up for free throws at the stripe. Maya Hewitt. She is 3 out of 4, but doesn't hit that one. 9 points in the ballgame for Maya Hewitt. She was looking to be the second double-digit scorer for the Lady Pioneers tonight. Free throw will not happen. And a rebound pulled back down by Leavenworth. Graham coming up with a basketball. The shot for the right side is up. No good. Foul for the board. Pulled out by Leavenworth. Here's a three for the left side. In and out. No. Tipped around. Atchison was clear down the basketball. Minute and a half to go in the contest. Quickly down the floor. Here's Herrera. Drives. Turns. Spins. Draws a foul. Coming to the line. Both teams have been long since in the bonus. And for Atchison, Alonda Herrera will step up. It's going to be the second foul tonight by Emerson Allen, by the way. And for Herrera, 3 out of 4 at the free throw line, will miss her front shot. Atchison has scored only 6 points here in the fourth quarter. Leavenworth, not a lot more. They've scored only 7. And we've got a minute and a half left. Second free throw for Herrera. Nope. Rebound. Here comes Leavenworth. Pulling down the basketball, Layla Brown. Brown kicks it over, Hewitt. And we're going to get a timeout, Leavenworth. Taking a break with Coach Sloan with 1:23 on the scoreboard clock. The break comes with the score, Leavenworth 54, Atchison 42.
Good deals are hard to come by these days, unless you're at Taco John's. A crispy beef taco, bean burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink for just $5? Oh, what a steal. $7 for a pair of crispy beef tacos, plus a nacho crunch beef burrito, junior potato olays, and a small drink? That's a steal, too. And just $9 for a super crispy beef taco, chicken stuffed grill taco, junior potato olays, churro, and a small drink? Well, now that's highway taco robbery. Order these meal steals in restaurant or online, only at Taco John's. Johns.
.123 to go in the ladies' game. The boys' contest promises to be fantastic. Stick around for that. It will be coming up shortly. Both teams still huddle around their respective coaching staffs. Tomorrow night, join Gus and me here on Care Radio right after that renowned Brian Hagan evening report. So approximately 5:20 or so, we're going to bring you a sports look. Let me tell you all about what's going on. We'll kind of recap that Benedictine football season. Talk about high school, college hoops, and a whole lot more. So got a big itinerary of things to cover tomorrow. Sports Look on Care Radio. Friday night, it'll be high school basketball. It'll be Valley Falls and ACCHS. Here's a little runner. It's up and in. Layla Brown gets a couple of more. 1 minute to play. And again, it's a 14-point lead. Now for the fourth time. Three-point shot, Herrera. No. Rebound, Leavenworth. So, yeah, we're going to have ACCHS and Valley Falls Friday night. Then Saturday, it'll be from the NOLA Gymnasium. Benedictine basketball comes to the forefront on a Saturday for the first time in a little while. And it will be Dort coming to town, the Ravens' opponents. 44 seconds to go. Atchison will apply some full floor pressure, which is pretty easily broken in the ball. Gets lost. Atchison steals. Here's Herrera. lays it up, gets it in, draws a foul. Really pretty play by Alonda Herrera. Thirty-5 seconds to go. Free throw? Yeah. So Herrera will complete the conventional three. 56-45. And we're going to get another timeout? Yeah. I guess we got him. We'll use him. Right, Joseph? But I think that will apply to you and I also. Taking a break. 35 seconds left. It's Leavenworth leading Atchison in the girls' game, 56-45.
Hi, this is Michelle Garrity with PFRN Realty, powered by the Garrity Group. I know buying or selling a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll make, and that's why my team and I are here to make the process smooth and stress-free. We'll guide you every step of the way with expert advice, experience, and local knowledge you can trust. Come see us at 300 Main Street in Atchison or at our Oskaloosa office at 524 Liberty. Call today at 1-800-994-4742. At PFRN Realty, we are your friend in real estate.
Well, we're back. Leavenworth trying to get the ball in play. And it's batted. And Atchison steals it and feeds it across. And the shot. Herrera hits the bucket. And now the Phoenix are pressing on the inbound. 25 seconds left. And that long pass, the length of the court, scoots through the fingertips of McKenna. And so she's not able to hold on. McIntyre will turn it over. Atchison back up court. Here's Herrera for three. Dishes out. Rebound slapped around. Battle around. Taken away by Leavenworth. 12 seconds left. Ball in the corner with 10. Trapped deep in the backcourt with 8. Stolen away by Atchison with 6. Rebound lobbed. Right side shot. Airborne short. Rebound Leavenworth. And that's it. Your final score tonight of the girls' game. It is Leavenworth 56. Atchison, 47. We'll be back to summarize right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Out of the court, warming up. We're getting ready for their game here before very long. But a recap now of the ladies' contest just concluded, where Leavenworth comes away with a 9-point win. Scoring it up for the Lady Pioneers tonight, wow, Layla Brown, outstanding performance, 22 points. The only Leavenworth player in double-figure scoring is Maya Hewitt, had 9. It was 7 tonight for Emerson Allen. Half a dozen for Nyla Walker, 5 each for Amaria Graham and Echo Garrison, 2 tonight for Ellie Lovejoy. For the Phoenix, a dozen apiece for Aaliyah Downing and Alonda Herrera. Right behind it with 9 was Carly Clem on 3 threes. It was 8 for Zariah Burge. And running up the score, Kayette Downing with 2 and adding rebound, by the way. coming in off the bench, knocking in 4 points tonight for Atchison. Bankovac is a player of the game. Could be no question about this one. I'm telling you what, Layla Brown was just spectacular, scored in every quarter, led her team up and down the floor. She was a leader on the scoreboard and on the court. Layla Brown is your Bank of Atchison player of the game for the Lady Pioneers here in game one. We're going to take a little breather. We're going to get ourselves primed up. This guys game is going to be something special. You're going to want to enjoy this with us. So don't go away. Final score again to the ladies contest. It was Leavenworth over Atchison, 56-47. We'll be back with the guys game in just about 10 minutes.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and our post-game show featuring Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule on MSCSports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.